Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. My name is Shane Phillips. I'm joined by my colleague and head of research, Joe Carl. We are members of the investment team at Providence Wealth Advisors, which is a financial planning and investment firm located in sunny South Florida.
So in this episode, we're going to discuss why no one can predict the precise level of a stock or the level of the stock market and why that shouldn't deter you from making investment decisions for your long-term gain. So Shane, as we start, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and if you could, please answer those truthfully.
For sure. I'm an open book.
So do you think it's going to rain sometime in the next 12 months here in South Florida?
I would say yes, in the next 12 months for sure.
Okay. What about in the next week?
I would say yes as well. It's summer in South Florida. It rains a lot.
What about next Tuesday at 3:30?
Next Tuesday at 3:30. That is very specific. I have no idea.
What do you think a meteorologist would say?
He'd probably be able to give me a percentage, I would think. A lot more than I'd be able to give you.
Do you think they'd ever give you 100%?
I would hope not, actually. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it very often. Maybe in the 70 to 30% range, it seems like it comes within. So the point of all of this is to note that predicting the level of stocks or the stock market is kind of similar to predicting the weather, in that there are a number of variables to consider, whether it be earnings, industry trends, profit margins, economic growth, Fed policy, inflation, etc., just like you have to consider all these variables with the weather.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know much about the weather, but when it comes to what we look at from an investment perspective, there's definitely a lot of things we use. I mean, it's not one thing. It's a whole bunch of things taken together to form those opinions.
Yeah, so I mean, just read some research reports on why it's so challenging to predict the weather. They got to consider how the sun heats the Earth's surface, how water is changing from a liquid to a solid to a gas, how the sun is changing energy and weather currents, and all of those things make it challenging because each of those are each individually challenging to predict on their own. And actually, Edward Lorenz came up with chaos theory, which is kind of interesting. It says that small changes in initial conditions can radically change the final result, and kind of coined this term called the butterfly effect, which is that a butterfly can flap its wings in China and create a hurricane in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, once again, going back to the investment perspective, I can definitely see how that would be very relevant. I actually had a client this morning ask me about interest rates and if interest rates going up is good or bad. And really, that's one of those things that it's going to affect a whole basket of things. Is it good or bad? I mean, there's no easy answer. There is no answer, actually, because it's good for parts. It's not good for other parts. But I definitely see the relationship where the way we look at things changing all the time or small changes in one event can affect a whole basket of things, how that is done on an everyday basis with us.
Yeah, so next, let's assume that you did create this model or this, you know, you had the analytical framework to predict the weather or the stock market. It's still going to be challenging because things change over time. For example, demographics. We have a large glut of our population that's moving into retirement, and people's consumption patterns change when they move into retirement. We also have disruption. For example, Amazon has come along with all this online shopping and is disrupting Macy's and Walmart, for example.
Yeah, I mean, I think Amazon is a great example. Something that started out as a bookstore. And, I mean, I'm not sure if most people even know they sell books anymore. We've seen recently with rumors coming up that Amazon might get into a new line of business, and all of a sudden you see the competitors within that business drop in stock price quite a bit just because of the size of an Amazon. But that's definitely is, I think, a good example of a type of company or a type of an idea that definitely has come out of nowhere and disrupted a lot of different markets.
Great. Next, markets are forward-looking. We're always looking for clues as to where the economy is going, where certain industries are going. Things are going to give us an idea of what their future is going to look like, and that's going to allow us to discount what the price of a stock or the stock market should be.
Mm-hmm. And I think this comes when you hear people talking about something being priced into the market or baked into the market. Anytime that we look forward at something that we think is going to happen, we're going to take that into consideration today. And when something actually comes out, let's say, for example, when the Fed has a meeting, you know, we can have predictions about what they're going to do prior to the event, and once it actually comes out, we're already moving on to what's going to happen next. You know, what about the next meeting? What did they say? What were the comments? What were the meeting minutes? All those little things that are all in the future, and we need to take a look at those and see how we think those are going to affect us moving forward.
Yeah, so let's go through a little brief example. Let's say that your favorite band is coming to town at a local venue that has around 5,000 seats. It's currently sold out, and ticket prices were around $50. But they're available on the secondary market for about double that of $100. Do you think that you would buy that ticket for twice the initial value?
I would personally, because if it's my favorite band, it's outdoors, I mean, those are things I like, and I mean, I'd be willing to definitely pay more than face value for those.
What if the venue announced that they may open up an additional 5,000 seats for $50, but they're on the lawn area?
I mean, I think as long as I can get a ticket, I don't really care. So if that's the case, I'd buy that $50 ticket and be fine with it.
Then what if, you know, say, let's say a week before you, there's a little bit of rumors that a second band may be coming, and this happens to be your second most favorite band. What would happen? How would you change then?
I mean, at this point, I'm basically doing anything. I mean, if I don't have enough money, taking out a second mortgage or whatever it is, I mean, if this is the circumstance, and please tell me if this is actually happening, I'd basically do anything.
Yeah, so the reason we went through that, you know, little example is to illustrate that that's how Shane valued the price of this concert ticket. But we're all human. We all look at this information slightly different. I could look at the same information that you looked at and not have a preference toward those bands, and that ticket's not worth it to me. So when assessing the stock prices or the stock market as a whole, we're trying to get all these clues from all this economic data, corporate earnings, etc., but we're all viewing it through our own personal individual lens, and that's why we have different, you know, final conclusions.
Yeah, and I think it's very evident when you watch any financial newscast. I mean, any guest that comes on there is going to have a very different opinion from the guest before. That's why people can always be predicting different things, because people view information differently. Some number may come out, let's say it's an earnings number, you know, we may view it positively, somebody else may view it in a negative light. So all those things, there's just so many ways to dissect this information that a lot of different opinions do come out of it.
Yeah, so to recap here, it's challenging to predict the precise level of the stock of the stock market, but that shouldn't deter you from making investment decisions for your own long-term gain. It's challenging to predict because there are interaction of many variables that are each slightly unpredictable on their own. Things change over time, such as disruption or demographics, which makes, you know, the analysis change over time. Markets are forward-looking and always trying to discount those clues that we get into the market. And finally, we are all human and view those clues through our own personal lens.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, reach out to podcast@provwealth.com and check out our Twitter handle @financepodcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk, and you may incur profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional.